Hello, and welcome to the Parents as Learning Coaches edition of the Steve Barkley Ponders Out Loud podcast. Parents and caregivers play many different roles, at times even somewhat conflicting roles, as they support children's development. The pandemic has shown a light on the importance of parents supporting learners. In this podcast, I'll look to share my experiences as a teacher, educator, parent, grandparent, and continuous learner that can support your coaching efforts. Parents' encouraging reflection on the past school year. I recently recorded a podcast with Dr. Mark Wilson. Mark was a past National Secondary School Principal of the Year, and he now works as a consultant and coach for school administrators. Mark described why it was valuable for educators to encourage student reflection and to have conversations with students around those reflections as the school year is wrapping up. When I finished the podcast with Mark, it struck me that it would be really valuable for parents to purposefully encourage those reflective conversations with their youngsters. Reflection is an important process for all of us. Consider this statement from the Open University website. Quote, reflecting helps you to develop your skills and review their effectiveness, rather than just carrying on with things the way you've always been doing them. It's about questioning in a positive way what you do and why you do it, and then deciding whether there's a better or more efficient way of doing that in the future. End quote. The link to that resource and all the others that I mentioned in this podcast will be available in the lead-in to the podcast. Listen to the words of art director Lulu Chan as she shares her thoughts on personal reflection.
What role has reflection played in shaping your personal growth?
I think it's given me perspective, just reflecting back on previous jobs and life experiences and relationships. It makes me appreciate what I really have today, and it gives me perspective on what's really important and what my priorities are. I think when I was younger, I just kept working so hard, but I didn't necessarily think about the direction. You just think, you just work really hard, you just keep doing this and good things happen, which generally I try to be positive and hope that that's still true. But sometimes I think you also have to strategize directionally, plan it out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten better at that too as I've gotten older. I think sometimes speaking to some of my friends, my peers, and having them kind of compliment me or point things out, that's when I reflect back, and I really appreciate it. It's very hard for me to take compliments sometimes, and I also, I just forget, I forget to stop and just think about things and, keep going.
Reflection is important to all of us at all ages. I found an article by two kindergarten teachers, Melissa Stringer and Dr. Amanda McFadden. And they talked about the role of reflection with their kindergarten students. Here's just a few of their thoughts. Quote, when we engage children in reflection, we encourage them to go beyond merely reporting what they've done to helping them become aware of what they've learned in the process. What was interesting? How did they feel about it? And what can they do to build on or extend the experience that they had? Reflection consolidates knowledge so that it can be transferred to other situations, thereby leading to further predictions and evaluations. They add that the thinking skills and mental habits children are experiencing when they are engaged in reflection help to cultivate resilience. Reflecting with children helps to guide children to reflect upon their own learning experiences and to engage in thinking that builds upon their prior learning and is facilitated through high-quality interactions. So it's important that as parents, we model taking the time to reflect and our listening to our youngsters increases and encourages them to extend their reflections. I love that Stringer and McFadden included a quote from famous educator John Dewey in their article. Dewey wrote, "Reflection emancipates us from merely impulsive and merely routine activity. It enables us to direct our activities with foresight, to act in deliberate and intentional fashion, to know what we are about when we act." Man, as I read that over a couple times, what a great gift for us to provide to our children. Dr. Jane Foster, a co-author of the book Beyond Intelligence, Secrets for Raising Happily Productive Kids, states that reflection contributes to a child's intelligence, achievement, and creativity. She poses these questions for parents to consider. How do I model the value of reflective practice? In what ways do I ensure that my child has adequate time and opportunity to engage in reflection? In what ways do I encourage my child to explore his or her feelings, concerns, challenges, biases, aspirations, and achievements? So here's a starter. Some questions that you might use to facilitate your youngster's reflection on this past school year. I pulled some of the questions and modified them that Dr. Wilson had shared with me, and I added some of my own. You'll want to modify these questions for your child's age and circumstances. And remember to go slow. Listening is the key. Following up on answers to increase your understanding and your youngster's insights. One question at a time may be plenty. You've got the whole summer. What did you learn the most about this year? What grade would you give your teacher for this year? And why? What grade would you give yourself and why? What advice would you give to students who will be coming into the grade that you just finished? How connected did you feel to your teacher or teachers this year and why? How much do you care about the grades that you got and why? What did you do in school this year that you were most proud of? And lastly, how might you want this next school year to be the same as the year you just finished? And how might you want it to be different? I'd love to hear your experiences as you explore some of these questions with your youngsters. And I'd also love to hear questions that you've added so that I can share them with others. We'll close with this quote from Joanne Foster. "Being reflective helps to connect actions with hopes and dreams. This is true for parents as they help children find their way, but it's also true for kids as they learn the value of thinking things through." Be sure to take some time to reflect on your children's reflection. What are you learning about them? And what are you learning about yourself? Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening. You can subscribe to Steve Barkley Ponders Out Loud on iTunes and Podbean. And please remember to rate and review us on iTunes. I also want to hear what you're pondering. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Barkley, or send me your questions and find my videos and blogs at barkleypd.com.